It was like the whiff in the air from a faraway ocean. In the central river valleys of North America, people had a way of life without knowing analog. After these first mounds, the record is sparse. After the Ouachita mounds, there is a gap in the record of more than a millennium. The curtain parts again in about 1500 BC, when an archipelago of villages, the largest known as Poverty Point, grew up in the northeast corner of Louisiana. Located 55 miles from the Ouachita site, Poverty Point had as a focus a structure resembling an amphitheater. Six concentric C-shaped ridges, each 5 feet tall, on a bluff facing the river. The jaws of the widest C are 3,950 feet apart, an expanse so big that scientists did not recognize the ridges as constructions until they took aerial photographs of the site in the 1950s. Now another gap, 700 years. The next major sequence takes place in the Ohio Valley, hundreds of miles north. Here was a group known as the Adena. The name is that of a well-known site. Because Adena mounds served as tombs, researchers know more about their deaths than their lives. Accompanying the noble few in the tombs to the world of the deceased were copper beads and bracelets, stone tablets and collars, textiles and awls, and sometimes stone pipes in the shape of surreal animals. The head of the creature faced the user, who sucked in tobacco smoke from its mouth. It is widely believed that Adena tobacco was much stronger than today's tobacco. It was psychoactive. Tobacco was only one of the crops grown at Adena villages. The Ohio and Mississippi valleys, and much of the U.S. Southeast, were home to what is known as the Eastern Agricultural Complex. A full-fledged agricultural revolution with a multifarious suite of crops, the complex is an example of a major cultural innovation that has completely disappeared. Its crops were such unfamiliar plants as marsh elder, knotweed, maygrass, and little barley. All of these species still exist. One could stock a specialty restaurant with them. Sample menu: maygrass patties, steamed knotweed beans, and buffalo tongue. No one seems to be doing that, though. In fact, farmers today treat several of these crops as weeds. They routinely blast little barley with herbicides. Archaeologists have tentative indications of early domestication in spots from Illinois to Alabama by 1000 BC. But agriculture did not begin to flower, so to speak, until the Adena. Adena influence in customs and artifacts can be spotted in archaeological sites from Indiana to Kentucky and all the way north to Vermont and even New Brunswick. For a long time, researchers believed this indicated that the Adena had conquered other groups throughout this area, but many now believe that the influence was cultural. Like European teenagers donning baggy pants and listening to hip-hop, Adena's neighbors adopted its customs. Archaeologists sometimes call the area in which such cultural flows occur an interaction sphere. Both less and more than a nation, an interaction sphere is a region in which one society disseminates its symbols, values, and inventions to others. An example is medieval Europe, much of which fell under the sway of Gothic aesthetics and ideas. The Adena interaction sphere lasted from about 800 BC to about 100 BC. Textbooks sometimes say that the Adena were succeeded by the Hopewell, but the relation is unclear. The Hopewell may simply have been a later stage of the same culture. The Hopewell, too, built mounds, and like the Adena, seem to have spoken an Algonquian language. Hopewell refers to the farmer on whose property an early site was discovered. Based in southern Ohio, the Hopewell interaction sphere lasted until about 400 AD and extended across two-thirds of what is now the United States.